This is urge surfing. I'm going to invite you to close your eyes if that feels comfortable. You may also leave them open if you choose, maintaining a soft focus a few feet in front of you and letting your eyes just rest there throughout the exercise. I'm going to ask you to picture yourself in a situation that you find challenging in your present life, one in which you are triggered in some way, maybe a situation in which you might have been tempted to use alcohol, cigarettes, some other substance, or engage in another behavior that has been problematic for you. Please take care of yourself by choosing something that is not too overwhelming, just challenging. And if you've done this exercise before, you may choose to do a different situation or repeat one that you've already done. Again, something that is challenging, but not too overwhelming. As you picture this, we are going to ask you to imagine that you do not engage in the reactive behavior, whether it is substance use, getting into an argument or a fight, or whatever it might be for you. We encourage you to stay with whatever comes up as best as you can, with a sense of gentleness and curiosity. If the scenario you pick feels overwhelming, or like something you do not want to do or are not ready to do, we encourage you to respect that limit. You might imagine a less intense situation in which you react in a way that feels automatic or out of control. For instance, you might call to mind a relationship or a situation where you might react with anger or in a way that's hurtful to you or another person. And if at any point this becomes overwhelming, you can always just open your eyes, maybe move your body around a little bit to reground in the present. So begin by just feeling your body here in the chair, noticing sensations, letting the breath flow easily in and out. Now bringing the scenario that you've chosen to mind, a situation that might or has in the past caused cravings or urges to act in a reactive manner, in a way that is not in line with how you want to be in your life. Maybe you are with a certain person or in a certain location. Maybe it's something that has happened in the past that you can recall, or a situation that you imagine would be challenging for you. Remember that in this scenario, you're going to make the choice to not use any substances or engage in whatever reactive behavior this scenario triggers for you. Now, taking a few moments to really picture yourself in that place or situation or with that person. Imagining the events or situation that lead up to this reactivity. And then bringing yourself right to that point where you feel triggered, as though you might behave reactively. And we're going to pause here for a moment. We often tend to either fall into craving or fight to resist it. Here, we are going to explore our experiences a little, finding a balance, just staying with and observing the experience without automatically reacting. So you might begin by noticing any emotions that are arising. Noticing what thoughts might be going through your mind. What physical sensations are you experiencing in this situation? What does this feel like in your body? Noticing too, what it is about this experience that feels intolerable. Can you stay with it and be gentle with yourself? If you begin to feel overwhelmed at any point, you can always back off a bit by allowing your eyes to open or letting your attention come back to observing your breath. Remember, we are practicing staying with this experience in a kind, curious way. We're making the choice to not act on any urges or cravings that are arising, just staying with them and observing as best you can. What is happening in your mind and body? What a craving or an urge feels like? See if you can feel what's here without tightening around it or without resisting it. Feeling what it's like to not engage in the behavior. Discovering what happens when you stay with this experience and explore it a little. What is it you are truly needing? Is there any longing for something? Maybe there is fear, anger, loneliness. Maybe relief or freedom. What is it that you really need right now? Just staying with this discomfort and unfamiliarity. Observing with a very gentle curiosity. Noticing how you are feeling right now. If a craving or an urge becomes increasingly intense, you might imagine it like a wave. Imagine that you are riding the wave. using your breath as a surfboard to stay steady. Your job is to ride the wave from its beginning as it grows, staying right with it through the peak of intensity, keeping your balance while the wave rises, and staying on top of it until it naturally begins to subside. Keeping your balance while the wave rises and staying on top of it until it naturally begins to subside. You are riding this wave rather than succumbing to the urge and being wiped out by it. Just watching the pattern as the urge or craving rises and then falls, and trusting that without any action on your part, all these waves, like waves of the ocean, arise and fall and eventually fade away. Noticing now how you can simply stay present with this wave instead of immediately reacting to it. Accepting the craving and staying with it, without giving in to the urge, without acting on it, without having to make it go away. Noticing again how you are feeling right now. Taking a moment to acknowledge if you have stayed with these sensations for the past several moments. Now, taking whatever time you need, gently let go of the scenario you've imagined. Slowly bringing your attention back into the room. Showing gratitude to yourself for staying with this scenario, for allowing yourself to experience what this craving or urge feels like for you. And taking a deep breath, if you would like to. Breathing in and breathing out. Opening your eyes. And bringing your attention fully back into the room.